This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
This podcast is brought to you by Homu Casino Resort, the player's place.
Well, it's been quite a week here on Ben and Woods, 97.3. The Fan. I came to Texas to see my dad, who had had pretty major surgery, and my mom is in cancer remission. And after a lot of travel, a lot of remote broadcasting across the world, decided to come out, visit my family, and expected a nice kind of quiet week. I think I got that travel flu on the plane. Feeling a little bit better today, better certainly than yesterday. Ben's child, Jack, got sick and has been in the hospital. They let him out. Now he's, I have not heard yet. I don't want to speak for them, but Ben had to leave the show at 7, and go tend to him. There could be maybe another hospital visit in the future. So we are just trying to figure it out as we go. It has been quite a week. The Padres have been terrible, in that time. And I do think, Paulie, that a lot of us, our moods are certainly affected by this baseball team, probably more than they should be. I saw a guy tweet last night. He said, Woodsy, I got 2 years sober, and I'm literally considering drinking. And I just wrote, dude, there is nothing on the planet as far as a baseball team and its results that should make you want to pick up a bottle. And if that's the case, you need to turn the game off. You need to protect yes. your peace. You need to protect your energy all that you can. It bummed me out, and I really hope that guy didn't go to the grab a Coors Light or anything last night because of a friggin' baseball team. So try to keep it in perspective. That's what I'm trying to do here with my dad. Ben with his son. I don't know how much baseball matters at certain points in our lives. We certainly love it, but our mood does get affected. Like, if they had won last night in comeback fashion, that would have been pretty cool to talk about today. But you got to protect your peace, Paul. You're pretty good at it. I'm getting better the older I get at it, but
I try to be
nervous.
And I guess I can understand if somebody's like, oh, you just don't care that much. It's not the case.
Right.
I can't.
It's not.
Like, I just can't let it affect me. You know what I mean? Like, if the Padres mm-hmm. play at 1 o'clock and they lose, regardless of whether it was a good game, bad game, whatever, if they lose, that can't ruin my night. You know what I mean? Like, I can't be a jerk to my wife and just shut down from the world or anything like that. Like, it's a baseball game that I had literally no impact on whatsoever. of course, I want them to win. I want them to win every single night. But win or lose, I really it can't. I try not to let it affect my mood. It's just, damn, that sucked. Oh, well, what's next, you know?
Yeah, it does, man. And it you know, you think about Scottie Scheffler's interview a few weeks ago, which we talked about on the program, and how he's like, yeah, man, it's fun to win, you know, but 15 minutes later, it's where are we going for dinner, you know, and the moment is so fleeting. And so, yeah, I have my moments where it really affects me. And I try to remember now, the older I get, I got little kids around, you know, when they're playing terribly, I will end up like shuffling my kids off to bed earlier. I'm like, all right, let's go. Come on. There's no leeway. You know what I'm saying? And it's not mean or anything like that, but I'm just like, let's go. Let's go. Come on. It's time. I need to get back to this thing. And that's about the extent of it for me this year. I haven't been where I have before, biting their literal heads off, you know, because of a tweet I got or the team doing poorly. At the end of the day, you know, it's just a baseball game. We do love them dearly. We are very passionate. We tailor our lives around them. But I do try to keep in the back of my mind, I had no control over this. None. I had no control over the lineup. I had no control over the performance. I just really want them to win because it's a lot more fun when they win, and it's great for the city when they win. And I like these guys. These guys are all guys that I like and root for. So, yeah, man.
I got a buddy that, like, if the Padres are down 3-0 in the second inning tonight, he'll text the group and just be like, turning it off, going to go watch something else. And I don't judge him for that. I'm like, look, if that's what you got to do to protect your peace, go for it.
Yeah, and I don't look at that as he's not a real fan or anything like that either. I look, man, we are human beings. Protect your mentals. Take care of your mentals. And if this team is ruining your mentals, then don't do it. Yeah. You know, don't do it. And especially, don't go drink when you got 2 years. You got two chips in the book, man. That probably was very difficult for you to do. Don't let a baseball team push you over the edge. You know, and kind of speaking of over the edge, we talked about what a weird week it's been. My wife calls me yesterday and she goes, hey, you got a letter. And I go, for what, from who? She said, it looks very official. It's from the DMV and it looks like a warning letter. And she goes, I was able to read through. I go, just open it. I go, open the letter and read it to me. So she did. And I went, oh, no. Like, I'm legit panicked. I scanned it. I sent it over to you, Paulie.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and read how this thing goes for all your right. Old pal Woodsy.
So this
don't
is
don't post it because it's got my address on it.
I know, I know. I did crop it, but we don't even need to post it at all here. So this is a letter from the DMV, which I wasn't totally sure if they even did that. And then it says at the top, warning letter. It says, dear California driver, drivers with crashes and traffic convictions on their records are at a greater risk of causing future crashes. And you know what? I'm going to stop right there really quick. I read this several times last night when you sent it to me, and it took me like one or two times through to go, that was an interesting tone from the DMV. So
yes.
Listen to my words. Listen to the tone from the official warning issued by the DMV to our old pal Woodsy here. It says, your record of bad driving, see below, places you at increased risk of causing crashes, injury, and death. We do not want you to suffer those consequences, and we want to help you avoid them. We understand that you may believe you're a good driver, and yet your driving record is much worse than the average California driver. While you may be a good and safe driver most of the time, your record reflects at least momentary lapses in driving judgment. At highway speeds, a moment of carelessness can become a tragedy. Good, caring people who make careless decisions while driving can cause injury or death. In our effort to urge you to drive safer, we are offering you a choice. Okay. You can choose to prevent further action from DMV by avoiding additional traffic convictions and by not causing any crashes. Got that?
I do.
Says, however, if you choose to continue your unsafe driving, the penalties will increase and eventually lead to probation, suspension, or taking away of your driving privileges.
All right, so everyone in the chat, well, not everyone, it's half and half. Everyone's saying, Woodsy, this is a scam. But it's not asking me for any money. So keep reading.
Okay. says here, we believe you are capable of making a change to become a safer driver, but it is up to you to do so. If you do not want to change, your driving will continue to present a risk to yourself and other road users. If you want to change and become a safer, more responsible driver, you can. We hope that you will decide to change, but the choice is yours. If there is a discrepancy in your driving record, you may contact the Sacramento DMV, blah, 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 blah. Now,
it sounds like a...
It absolutely does. Now, here's the thing, is they did add a couple of, like, traffic violations here.
Yes.
Do those sound accurate? One in February,
yes.
And one in June? Okay.
Yes.
So a scam wouldn't be able to have that information, would they?
Well, it's funny you say that.
Unless because they hacked the DMV?
The last time I got scammed by quote-unquote Travelocity, dude had all my flight information, probably because I gave him my
you gave it to
my
him.
Number. But, okay, so here's the thing. I don't get in car crashes. I bumped into a guy going 1 mile an hour. One, right? And I there was no damage to his car. I bent my license plate. I do not get in car crashes. Have I gotten some speeding tickets before? I have. And I pay them, and I move on with my life. Is this because I'm getting, like, too many points? Is there more? That's the thing, is they're not asking me to do anything. They're
right.
not asking me for my debit card. They're not saying, hey, if you join this program for $59.95, you know, we'll be able to wipe it clean.
Yeah, if it's a scam, it's the most official-looking scam I think I've ever seen.
Well, it's also the worst scam of all time because they're not asking me for anything.
Well, yeah, exactly. I think that's the biggest giveaway here. But, I mean, if it is a scam, you should be very concerned because they have, like, all of your information, including your driving record. But, yeah, it's not like... You know, I get these scam text messages all the time. It's like, hi,
all the time.
How have you been? Haven't heard from you in a long time. And it's like, it's not an iPhone. So that's my automatic, like, it's either an Android or it's a scam. It's coming from a computer. But, like, there's always, they're trying to get you to, they're asking you something.
They're asking you for something.
Like,
yeah, go get me some iTunes gift cards. I need you to read me the numbers. On the back.
There's nothing in this letter that's asking for literally anything. It just said, if there's a discrepancy here, then you can call and get it taken away. Like, if there was another traffic conviction, you're like, that's not me. I wasn't there. I never did that or whatever. It just says they just want you to be a better person and a better driver and to stop
They literally being... want... They say, we believe that you can change or... We believe you think you can change, but we're not so sure.
The snarky-ass tone from that second paragraph. We understand that you may believe you're a good driver,
correct.
Yet your driving record is much worse than the average California driver for a speeding ticket and bumping into a guy at half a mile per hour.
C20 Moreno says, it's a DMV pep talk. That's exactly what it is. I got a pep talk for the DMV. Kurt says it's a form of intimidation to create worry and scam for you to call. Because I will tell you, they did say something about if you want to write a letter to Sacramento and dispute any of this, then you can't. Like, yeah, dude, I got pulled over for going 85 and a 70. Okay, like, you got me on the way to work one morning, no problem. Paulie and I were driving out to spring training, probably were a little bit fired up, heading out of town. You got me there. But I don't neglect paying my tickets or anything like that. I feel like I'm an aggressive driver, but I feel like I'm a good driver. But apparently I'm not. And so list the consequences that they said, Paulie, if I don't clean it up.
If you do not, if you don't want to change, your driving record will continue to present a risk to yourself and other users. Your penalties will increase. And eventually lead to probation, suspension, or revocation.
Revocation.
It's a big word. Revocation of your driving privileges, meaning taking your license, you're done.
How great will it be when Ben has to pick me up from work and drive me home every day?
That would be hilarious. You guys can just carpool
and
do some show prep on the way.
So it is real. It is real, everyone's saying. Now, what would you recommend I do here?
I mean, I Googled the phone number that they said to call. It is the Sacramento DMV office.
Okay. All right, so I should call them?
No, it says if only if you are like, no, I did not do one of those violations, but I think we've determined that the two that are listed, it has two convictions here, and
yeah.
Dates. It doesn't, I don't know what the section codes mean, so it doesn't say what's for what, but I mean, the one was literally on the date in the neighborhood where we were driving out to spring training, where we both remember you got pulled over for a speeding ticket.
Yes.
Paid and moved on. And then the other one,
correct.
I think, was the bumping the guy at the stoplight.
Oh, boy.
But yeah, this is interesting, man. I don't know what, I think you're screwed. I don't know that you can come back to California.
I mean, listen, this scared me straight. I will be a much safer, slower driver. I do drive, when I get driving into work in the morning, there's not a soul on the 5, right? Not a soul. How nice is that? It never, ever happens. And so, yeah, I may push it to 85, 90, on the roll. I have done traffic school before, you know, a couple of years ago. I had such a nice run, man, of like 5 years with no tickets. And then they come in bunches. And so, yeah, I'm a little bit nervous about it. I want to make sure I'm in compliance. You know, I want to be a good example, and all that. So I will definitely call and see if there's anything I can do to remedy. Can you get points taken off your license for like doing good community service or something?
I don't know anything about that. I have no idea.
How many
ask.
Points do you have on your license?
Zero.
Oh man. All right. Yeah.
I'm just a better person than you though.
Apparently the best advice I've gotten out of this is just be better.
Now, Tier One David, who is our official unofficial attorney here for the Ben and Woods show, he just texted me and he said, "Send it over. I can take a look. Would you like me to do that for you?"
I would, please, very much, very much.
We'll determine.
Okay, so Mike says if there's a number on the letter, that's where the scam starts. All right, I'm gonna follow through today. I'm gonna call the number and see what happens and see how much they'll take me for.
Call from
today.
Like Gary's phone or something.
I thought it was interesting, man. I did think it was interesting that, you know, I've never seen a letter like that before. I'm a little bit nervous about it. I don't really know what to do. But I will call. I will call that number and try to figure
now
out
you
a way
don't have
to be in.
Like, you don't have to call. They're not threatening you with any, I mean, I guess they kind of are if you continue, but like as of right now, it's not like your license won't get suspended if you don't call. Your license may get suspended if you get another speeding ticket or, almost kill somebody at half a mile per hour at a stoplight.
Yeah, Paulie just Googled the number, said it's legit. All right, so I'm gonna call them today. We will get it figured out, but yeah, a little bit nervous about that. Very, very nervous about it. I don't want to get arrested again. I never want to be put in handcuffs again, ever. That is my main goal in life. Never handcuff me again. Never want to spend a second in jail again. Never, ever, ever. It's like my number one thing. I never want it to happen again. I will do my very best. If you're listening at the DMV, ooh, maybe they were mad at me that I called them out for the pee on the floor at the DMV that I went to,
maybe.
And now I'm on their list.
That might be
there
it.
Was urine on the floor, Paulie. There was urine on the floor at the DMV, and I did say it on the radio, and maybe they got upset. So we will get to the bottom of that today or at some point. But holy smokes, yeah, kind of domed me out a little bit in a week full of being domed out at every turn, every single turn.
No kidding, man. I'm ready. Obviously the perspective with your dad and Ben's child. It just takes over everything. But God, thinking about when you were just listing off all the travel that you alone have done, and there's been like you'll be back here for like three shows in between these trips. I'm like, man, it's been a weird like 4 or 5 weeks now. Like I'm ready for some normalcy here.
Me and you both, and some Padres wins. We will talk more about the San Diego Padres. We got Jesse Agler coming up at 8:35. Don't go anywhere, though. I wouldn't blame you if you did. Does that make sense?
Yes,
right?
But stay
yeah,
here.
Yeah, don't go anywhere. I wouldn't blame you. I wouldn't blame you if you did, but stay here. Before I let you go, let me tell you about Trust and Will. Ben obviously had to split today. But, you know, it's just so important that you have a trust or will. And trustandwill.com makes it so easy to do. I love more than anything being able to do something that traditionally was kind of a beating. I like a convenient way to do things. And that's what Trust and Will provides. I knew forever that I needed to get a trust or a will because I have a family. And I put it off and I put it off because I didn't want to go sit in an attorney's office and, you know, go through everything. They make it so simple to do and they make it affordable to do. Go to trustandwill.com. Start the process today. Take you 30 minutes, man. You can do it at your lunch hour and still have time to go get lunch. Really, it's that simple. Trustandwill.com. Use the code FAN when you check out. F-A-N. They'll give you 20% off, and they will ship you your estate docs for free. You get those documents, you take them to a notary, and then you throw it in the desk drawer, and you let your spouse know, this is where it is, should anything happen to me. They make it easy, they make it convenient, and they make it affordable. Go to trustandwill.com today. Use FAN when you check out. Do it today, trustandwill.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021 and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to streeteasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, as usual, the tier ones come through. And it's not a scam. It's definitely from the DMV. It's a warning letter, and I need to slow it down, essentially. I've gotten 2 points within, you know, 6 months, a year, whatever. And I think it's just a warning letter, like, hey, buddy, do better. Be better and be a better driver. And I will. I will. I do promise you. You have scared me straight, DMV. I will do that. We got Jesse Agler coming up in a few minutes. We will talk to Jesse about, you know, what he's seen from the team the last 4 days, certainly. Guys, it's not rocket science. You know, the starting pitching has not been up to par, and the offense has not been up to par either. And that is not a good combo. And again, we've got this super pen that we can't deploy unless we have a lead. And so, you know, it's up to the starters, Paulie, to keep the game close. And it's up to the offense to get the job done. And I think the frustrating part is you look at the lineup and you go, my God, like this is what we always dreamed of, right? And we said that before. We said it in 23. I hate to keep bringing that up because it's different players. It's a different season, different manager. It doesn't really hold any weight. But for the fans, it does. And the fan perspective is certainly different than the player's perspective, certainly different than the manager's perspective. Of course you're going to look at this and go, yep, we've seen this before. Here we go again. And I totally, totally understand and sympathize with the fan base that feel that. It's weird for me, man, because I was here visiting my family. I was not broadcasting, though. I think I would call in every day when the Padres absolutely went off the cliff in the once-in-a-lifetime collapse. I was here. I think I brought Bo with me. We came out here for like a week. And I remember calling in every day going, oh, my God, guys, this is happening again. So fan perspective is something I feel. I feel it along with you. And I cannot sit here and deny, you know, that I don't feel the same, you know, when you watch them drop four straight.
It's frustrating because you went out at the deadline and tried to fix all of these problems and seemingly had, right? I mean, 14 out of 17 or whatever that streak that they just went on before heading up to LA. So you were like feeling pretty good. All right, we've solved all those issues. Now, the Padres over the last four games at least have looked like the Padres of the first half, where there's no slug. You know, it takes every bit of baseball in you just to scratch across a run or two. And so it's a familiar feeling, but we don't like this feeling because, well, that's why we went out and got guys like Laureano, Fermin, and O'Hearn.
But you also, you know, you got the one big swing last night from a guy that started the game on the bench that was also in the All-Star game. Yep. So it just is.
And the pitching has been like abysmal. The starting
abysmal.
Pitching. You know, to give up whatever Ben said, it was like 4-4-3 or 4-3-4 in the first inning alone. I mean, you are just spotting teams like the Dodgers, especially just saying, here, guys, here's four runs to start the game. You just can't do that. And that's something that the starting pitching up until this point has not done. So I'm very hopeful that Nick Pivetta can bounce back and have a really solid start tonight.
Yeah, we really need Nicky P to kind of be the stopper today. Let's get this thing over with. We roughed up the kid that's going against us today. We got to do that again. So hopefully there's a light at the end of the tunnel. Jesse Agler, again, always a better voice of reason than me. Paulie, Benny tries to be. It doesn't care. I'm sorry. This is not a shot at Ben. It doesn't carry the same weight when Ben tries to be the voice of reason as Jesse Agler. I don't ever look at Jesse as a turd polisher. Never. I would never play
that soundbite for Jesse.
Never.
It just hits differently.
It hits differently when Jesse does it. It's not a knock on anybody. It's just what Jesse did. Him next. We'll be right back. Quick break. Wanted to tell you quickly about Loan Pronto. If you're feeling a little bit underwater right now, which I do, but not in debt. So if you're struggling right now, you're trapped in a high-rate mortgage watching your hard-earned money vanish every month. At Loan Pronto, they are delivering the lowest mortgage rates in 3 years. You heard that right. Loan Pronto's rate reduction home loan program is streamlined. It's a low-cost way to slash your house payments by hundreds of dollars a month. Lock in a fixed rate as low as 4.99% APR and close in as little as 2 weeks. No appraisal needed in most cases. Here's the kicker. You can skip your next two house payments entirely. Don't wait. Rates this low will not last. Call Loan Pronto now for your free, no obligation quote. Loan Pronto is incredible. Imagine lower payments, more money in your pocket, and a fresh start with a better mortgage. That can be found by calling 619-207-4336 or going to loanpronto.com to lock in your new low rate. Skip those next two payments. Don't let high rates hold you back. 619-207-4336 or go to loanpronto.com right now. Equal housing lender, NMLS 1661781, subject to lender approval, NMLSconsumeraccess.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Ben is out, so we got Jesse Agler, just me and Paulie. We can all get cuddled up and try to figure out what's going on with our San Diego Padres. Let's welcome to the line our pal Andy,
right
the voice
traffic,
of the San Diego.
I was going to get there. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure.
I was going to get there. And now joining us is our pal and yours, Jesse Agler. Good morning, Jesse. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, guys. What's going on?
Oh, not much. Just the, things are a little bit off kilter this week. Certainly, I'm in Texas visiting my dad and my mom, and Ben had to leave. He's got a sick child, so he had to split. Padres are not playing well. You know, just a normal slice of life here for the Ben and Woods program.
Life, like baseball, as always, shoots and ladders. There's ups and downs.
Yep.
Never as smooth as you want it to be. But look, if you've got a good family, it's going to be all right. If you got a good team, it's going to be all right. And the Padres, as I must remind you, I guess, they're a very good team. Very, very good team.
You know, I feel like, and I said this earlier, if Ben says that or I say that, we get accused of being Charmin soft or, you know, turd polishers. And
Accused by who? Like, let's break this down a little bit. Like,
all right, break it down.
Accused by who? Because I think, you know, sometimes we have a tendency in society today to sort of misunderstand sample sizes. And I have no doubt there is a portion of this fan base that's kind of in panic mode. I have no doubt there's a portion of this fan base who thinks the sky is falling because they've lost four consecutive games. But I would argue it is not a very big slice of the pie. I would also argue it's sort of your most reactive group. And if they, you know, are that way, that's their right. That's their absolute right. But I wouldn't argue that it is representative of like the group as a whole here, because I think if you know anything about the guys on this team, they're certainly not of that mindset. And I think if you come to Petco Park on any given night jammed in with 45,000 other people, most of them do not feel that way. So I think it's important for all of us to remember that just because some people are freaking out doesn't mean most people are freaking out, and that it's okay to not freak out along with them.
Sorry, I need to turn my mic on. I do agree with you. It's the it's kind of the everyday working through it. And it was such a clunker in LA. And again, we always talk about what we think we know in this game. And we were set up so perfectly, right? When we got to LA, we're like, man, this is great. Like, we dominated. The Giants didn't have to use the big guns. It is funny, though. I was kind of sarcastic. I was tweeting with a buddy last night, and I said, he said, the super pen doesn't really work unless you get a lead. And I said, well, it's kind of a good point. I mean, everybody's pretty much a high leverage arm, maybe save one or two guys out there. The strategy for the San Diego Padres is, I think, you know, conservative when behind, which is smart, and aggressive when ahead. Problem is, you got to get ahead. And I feel like once we do get a lead, I feel pretty confident about that. But, you know, the starting pitching's got to do, I think, in my opinion, a better job at not setting the guys up on offense to have to play from behind every night. That's been kind of a problem.
I think that's a little oversimplified. I don't think it's as black and white as that, because I think they have been aggressive when behind at times. We have seen, you know, Mason Miller when they're down a run, or Jeremiah Estrada in the fourth or fifth inning when they're trailing by a run. It's falling behind the way they have the last 3 days that is problematic. So, yes, you got to get more out of your starters. That's why you feel great about Pivetta being on the mound today. But I wouldn't say they're conservative when behind. I'd say they're, you know, reasonable when behind four runs after a half inning or after an inning.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I mean, it is what it is, right? I mean, you can't go to the bullpen every night in the second inning. So, yeah, the last 3 days, those are the kinds of games where you're going to have trouble. If your starting pitcher can't get you out of the first, second, third inning without a 3-4-5 run deficit, you're going to have a hard day ahead, there's no doubt. But they, with the super pen, they are able to chase wins now even more aggressively than they did earlier this year when they were doing it at times. So, look, again, it's just, you can't let it get away the way it's gotten away the last 3 days. I think that's kind of the key. So, you know, we've said it a bunch this year. You're not asking too much out of the starting pitchers, but you got to get more than you've gotten certainly the last 3 days.
Yeah, no question. Talking to Jesse Agler here on Ben and Woods this morning. And I read a piece by Dennis Lynn. I think AJ Casavell talked about it a little bit as well. What do you see? You're around the team all the time. What do you see when it comes to the psychology against playing against the LA Dodgers? Because it looked weird, right? It looked different than what we'd gotten used to with this team. You know, I've been calling it FU baseball, and they had really been playing that brand of baseball. And then you get to LA and things change. Obviously, they're a great team. We know that they were predicted to win 120 games. That's not going to happen. But what do you see regarding the psychology of the Padres against the Dodgers?
I it's funny, you know, you said their sort of brand of style of play, how you put it. I don't think you can play that way every single day. And they had been playing that way for a couple of weeks, but I think it's just not something that's sustainable every single night. You know, I mean, you just can't have that edge and that intensity every single game. And yes, you would love to be able to save it for quote unquote those series or those nights or whatever, but I don't know that it's as easy as flipping a switch on and off. It's sort of like you have it when you have it, and then eventually it runs out and you have to refill the tank. That's kind of the way I think I look at that. The Dodgers series was weird being there. I hope this doesn't come off as defeatist in any way, but like, I'm in that building and it did not feel to me as big as maybe we were all trying to make it. And I say that based on the way both teams played. I say that based upon the atmosphere at Dodger Stadium. Now look, it was filled and loud and all of that, but it wasn't one of those regular season series that we get sometimes that felt like a playoff series. It just wasn't. It was, you know, and I think that was a sort of situation on the calendar. And it was mid-August, and I know the Padres had hopped up by a game and that the Dodgers had just had their hands full with the Angels and that the Padres had done great work against the Giants. But, like, as soon as the first game started, there was sort of the usual Kershaw buzz that still exists when he pitches at Dodger Stadium. But the whole thing just kind of felt extremely ordinary, and that surprised me. I didn't necessarily expect that to be the case, and that continued throughout the entire weekend there. Now, I don't think that'll be the case this weekend because I think Petco is going to be, like, foaming at the mouth. But, you know, and I kind of respected it in a way from both teams because it was like, you know, the sort of recognition of, all right, we are where we are, but there's still 6 weeks left. You know, we can't empty the tank here this weekend and set ourselves back. And I don't think either team really played in a way that showed they emptied the tank. But, you know, maybe that's digging too deep into it and reading too much into things. I do think, you know, the falling behind early with the starting pitching is probably as good a formula as any in baseball in any game to sort of take the air out of the balloon. And so maybe it was just that. But yeah, it felt extremely ordinary over the weekend in Los Angeles. And I think coming out of it, I'm okay with that. I think I kind of understand how that could have been the case, even though as the narrative builders that we all are, you know, we were understandably and obviously kind of building it up the way we did.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I actually, you know, we talked about it off the air of like, man, let's not make this thing any bigger than it needs to be. But it has that weight, that gravitas, and it will have that this weekend, because depending on what happens the next few days, you know, you're sitting two games out, and you know, you need to match them every single day. They need to match you. Credit to the Rockies for going out and winning a game against them last night. It made my morning when I woke up and saw that. And I went, okay, I mean, sure, you didn't pick up a game, but you didn't lose any ground as well. I don't know if that sounds defeatist either, but I do feel like that's the smart way to play it.
Yeah, I mean, that's the situation that they're in right now. And, you know, you're going to be scoreboard watching. As long as this thing stays, you know, within a game, two or three, up or down, you're going to be scoreboard watching every single night. And, yeah, of course, like when that game went final, I think we were probably in the seventh inning thereabouts. And it was kind of like, all right, you know, like now there's kind of an opportunity here. And then when the Padres ended up not being able to complete the comeback, it was like, all right, you know, well, at least we sort of are where we were at the start of the day. But look, that's the fun of this time of year. And, you know, I think 6 weeks of that is probably, or 5 weeks now, is going to be pretty exhausting. But hey, that's the situation we're in. It's fun. This is better than the alternative. And look, it's the most cliche thing in the world, but it's one of those, hey, if I told you back on March 19th that the Padres would be two games back on August 19th, you know, we all would have signed up for that 100 times out of 100. And that's where we are. And now we buckle up and ride this thing out the rest of the way.
You know, that's directly from Jesse, the Ben Higgins playbook, and he just gets crushed when he says it. And when you say it, I go, yeah, idiots, of course we would have signed up for it. It's just different. I think it's the manner in which you deliver it, which makes me feel better.
Well, whatever I can do to help you and the Tier 1s feel a little bit better this morning.
I think, you know, your message to the Tier 1s today regarding this baseball team is what?
Have fun. Enjoy this. You know, I'm sure a lot of fans, and I say this with full sincerity, I'm sure a lot of fans are relatively new to following this team day in and day out. Because for a lot of years, you know, it wasn't worth following this team day in and day out. And, you know, maybe, you know, the folks who came on board in 2020 or 2021, maybe they don't remember what it was like in 2016 or 2014. You know, and many, many, many of the other previous 50 so years that this franchise has existed. But there were an awful lot of Augusts in the history of the San Diego Padres where this didn't matter at all. There wasn't a damn thing to care about at this point in the season. And so to kind of regularly be in a position that we are now, where these games are so big and that we do kind of spiral out over a one-run loss to the Giants on a Monday night, you know, shows us that this thing has come an awful long way from where it was most of the history of the franchise. So embrace that. Enjoy it. Is it going to drive you crazy at times? Absolutely. Is it going to make you want to bang your head against the wall sometimes? Absolutely. I would argue to you, though, that is far, far, far better an option than being completely bored or tuned out by the thing. So just, you know, try and appreciate it. Try and enjoy it. The good times don't last forever. You know, we are in the longest, biggest, most serious competitive window this franchise has ever had. So just, you know, strap in and enjoy the ride.
Enjoy the ride is what used to be my motto, and I'm finding it. I'm trying to very hard. Obviously, perspective on real life swoops in every now and then, and kind of kicks you in the gut. And you know, it doesn't mean I don't care. I love them. I want them to win every game because I really like this team. I like these players. But you know, you talk about like last night, yesterday. A big topic of discussion is the lineup, and when things go south, that's something that you point to. Your thoughts on the Padres lineup as it stands today? I know it's going to be a little bit different with Jackson out. You can move some guys around, but kind of where do you stand on it?
I mean, it's going to be different left versus right, you know, and there's no doubt that the Merrill thing changed things up. You know, it's one of these things that, you know, is definitely worth talking about. But if we've been paying attention all year as we have, we know that there are times that changes are made, but that also Mike is not going to rush to make those changes. And I know it feels like the clock is ticking and time is running out. There's still, you know, 38, whatever it is, games left in this season. That's plenty of time to make another tweak, to make another adjustment. And, you know, you sort of have like version one of the lineup and then version two of the lineup and version three. And maybe now this is version five in 2025. And that, you know, there's nothing to me that indicates there can't be a version six or even a version 7 between now and the end of the year. I mean, you saw, again, with Merrill out, you know, some different things yesterday. You had Laureano cleaning up. You had Fermin not batting ninth for the first time in his 12 starts. So, you know, there is probably more open-mindedness than it might feel like. It's just, it's not going to be a situation where they rush to change it, because that's just not how they operate. And I appreciate that. You know, I think it's very easy as fans and broadcasters to be like, why on earth isn't such and such in the lineup tonight? But like, there's usually a bigger, larger picture in play there. And, you know, the trades that were made certainly changed a lot of things up, and the O'Hearn Sheets, you know, sort of situation is what it is. But Mike Schilt, as always, is going to be very intentional about trying to figure out on that given day what works. But again, we have seen time and again this year, there is, you know, plenty of open-mindedness to come and make adjustments. It's just not going to be rushed into. That's just not the way they operate. And I think that's pretty clear by this point.
Well, we have a great incorporator word for you to weave into tonight's broadcast, and I think it's very fitting. Paulie, if you would.
Immolate.
Immolate. Which is
no,
what
I used
our
that
fan
the other day
is
on the air.
Oh, did you?
Oh,
USOB.
My goodness.
Well, I can use it again. It was again. Something I'm trying to remember whose bullpen we were talking about. It might have been the Dodger. Yeah, it was the Dodger bullpen after all their struggles against the Angels and before that. And I said something along the lines of, you know, while the Dodger bullpen has been self-immolating as of late, they pitched well here this weekend. It was something like that.
I may have actually heard it, which I don't know. It just popped into my head because our fan base is immolating as
how
we
speak.
How do
you stump the incorporator when he just regularly uses the word that you give him? I just
I know, yeah. And that's why he's the GOAT. Well, listen, I'm going to have to hear it again tonight, Jesse. We always appreciate your time. We appreciate your candor, and, of course, we appreciate your level-headedness, my friend. Have a good broadcast tonight. Congratulations. Part of the best broadcasting team, according to Awful Announcing. Yeah. I wanted to give you your flowers for that as well, so congratulations.
That's Don and Mutt, of course, but yeah, Tony and
you know, you're mentioned in there.
We don't mess it up when we go over, which is kind of the assignment, but those guys are the best, obviously, and it's great to see them, you know, kind of getting that kind of recognition. But thanks, Randy.
And you as well. Don't, you know, you're allowed to take a bow for that as well. Jesse Agler, everybody, thank you so much, buddy. Have a good one.
You got it, man.
Jesse.
Love that man. I do love Jesse. Best. It does. Always makes me feel better when he comes on. But the only thing, as we've now realized, that is going to make anybody feel better is a little dub tonight. That's going to make everybody's mood improve vastly, as it always does, because there is a lot of brand newness to this, right? Being in this thing this late, you know, a division in reach. You're looking right there. It's right in the palm of your hand. Can you take it? That's going to be the most interesting storyline moving forward. So hopefully they can flip the switch, get it going tonight. We will be back. It's Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.